So it's Ashley Elliott and Elliott with two T's.
Yes.
And what's your title, Ashley?
I'm the program support technician for the Bearwise provincial program.
All right, let's start at the beginning. Have there been a lot of human slash bear encounters this year?
Not so much this year. So as of August 1st, 2023, there have been approximately 641 calls to the Bearwise reporting line in northeastern Ontario, compared to 715 calls for the same time period last year. Also note that one occurrence or one bear can result in multiple calls to the Bearwise line.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the bears apart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you think that is, that there are fewer? Good season for berries and other goodies?
Yes, absolutely. So in 2022, there was an abundance of natural foods in northeastern Ontario, resulting in fewer human bear conflicts in that region. And due to the abundance of natural foods in 2002, or 2022, sorry, bears are most likely went into hibernation in good condition. So this year, natural food abundance in the region has also been productive, which allows bears to remain in rural areas for food and can often result in fewer human bear interactions.
All right, but you're still putting out an advisory, I guess, before the long weekend to avoid running face first into a bear.
Yes, absolutely. So it's something that we do every long weekend is just send out these advisories just to remind people, just knowing that, more people are going to be out and about outdoors, during a long weekend.
So are bears.
Exactly.
Okay, so if I'm out camping or doing anything out in a rural bush area, what should I do to avoid an encounter with a bear?
Hang on here. Just finding my spot.
I mean, should I take a selfie close up with it?
Definitely not. So if you encounter a black bear, stop, do not panic, and remain calm. Generally, the noisier the bear is, the less dangerous it is, provided you do not approach the bear. The noise is meant to scare you off and acts as a warning signal. So if you do encounter a bear, there are a couple do's that you can do. So do slowly back away while keeping the bear in sight and wait for it to leave. Throw objects, wave your arms, and make noise with a whistle, air horn, or yelling if the bear does not leave. Prepare to use bear spray if you have it. Get inside a building or vehicle if you're nearby as a precaution. Drop any food you may be carrying and slowly move away. Leave a bear alone if it is in a tree. Leave the area and the bear will come down when it feels safe to do so.
I
Do
guess.
not, sorry,
Sorry,
go
keep
ahead.
going. No, keep going.
Do not run, climb a tree, or swim. Do not kneel down. Do not make eye contact with the bear. Do not approach the bear to get a better look. Do not attempt to feed a bear. Do not let your dog off its leash. And do not play dead unless you are attacked by a mother bear defending her cubs.
I was going to ask about the cubs, that this is especially important. Stay away from the cubs or don't get between the cubs and mama.
Absolutely, yes. And if you own a dog, keep your dog on a leash when you're out in bear country. Be aware that unleashed dogs can cause defensive black bear attacks on people. So an unleashed dog returning to their owner can cause a chase response that may lead to a bear back, may lead the bear back to the owner.
All right. One thing that I had never heard before that you mentioned is that the noisier the bear is, the least likely it is to be a problem.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So bears have lots of different kind of languages that they'll use to tell you that that you're making them nervous. So they'll swat the ground, they'll make huffing sounds. They'll pop their jaw, so it's kind of like a jaw popping sound. It's very interesting. And all those signs is the bear telling you that they're nervous around you. So it's a good thing that they're making those noises.
Anything you want to add to any of this?
Yeah, so I'll just continue here. When out in bear country, keep in mind that bears are smart, curious, powerful, and potentially dangerous. They do not like surprises. So if you plan to spend some time outdoors in bear country this weekend, learn to be bear wise to avoid an encounter. Alert bears to your presence so they can avoid you. Make noise such as singing, whistling, or talking while you're in areas with restricted visibility or with high background noise such as near streams, waterfalls, or on windy days. And to learn more about bears, feel free to visit our website at ontario.ca/bear-wise.
Is that where to,
Also,
sorry, is
sorry,
that
go
where
ahead.
to report bear sightings to, or should you bother just reporting, hey, I saw a bear?
So to report a bear sighting, it depends on whether or not it's an emergency situation or not. So not every bear sighting is an emergency situation. And here is who to call if you encounter a bear. Call 911 or your local police if a bear poses an immediate threat to personal safety and exhibits threatening or aggressive behavior, such as entering a schoolyard when school's in session, stalking people and lingering at the site, entering or trying to enter a dwelling, wandering into a public gathering, or killing livestock or pets. Police will respond first to an emergency situation, but may then request the ministry assistance during daylight hours. For non-emergency encounters, you can call the toll-free BearWise reporting line at 1-866-514-2327. This line can be used if a bear is roaming around the neighborhood, breaks into a shed where garbage or food is stored, is in a tree, pulls down a bird feeder, knocks over a barbecue, or moves through a backyard or field but does not linger. This line operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from April 1st to November 30th.